This is Healthy Living with the Laws. Top tips on how to optimize your health, from what you eat and drink to how you live and think. With your hosts, Ben and Sarah Law.
When your gut is not in a good place, you're not making half the happy hormones that you need to make, and then you're not getting the signal sent to your brain that you need for your brain to function either. Hello there, everybody. Welcome. It's been a while.
Yeah.
We've been a bit lame, haven't we?
Yes.
So if you listen to our last podcast episode, we basically said we're sorry that we've been missing in action and that we're going to be on it and do a weekly podcast. And that was back in June. And we have done nothing since.
There's been one other one.
Was there? What did we do?
It wasn't us. You did. It was you.
Oh, was it? What did I do? Someone.
Is weight loss tough or is it your mind making it tough?
Oh, yes. There we go. That was the last podcast that we did. And then we went MIA big time. So we thought we'd just do a quick update of where we're at in life, why we went missing in action, because we have good reason, I think. Do you think?
I'm not sure we do. Do we?
I think so.
What's the reason?
Living in Ibiza is the reason. Living in Ibiza makes you sit in the sun a lot and not do the work. No, that's a lie.
Well, yeah, summer can be distracting.
Summer can be distracting, but also
the sun is tempting.
It's very distracting. Had a few health challenges, should we say.
Could say that.
It's been an interesting year in the Law household. Not for Benjamin Law, but for me, it's been...
Well, it's been interesting for me too.
Yeah, you've had to live with it.
To deal with it.
It's been an interesting year. So we'll just give you a bit of an overview so that you can see that we all go through challenging times. And even as someone who is a health professional, I still have had a really rough year with my health and want you to know that if you are going through anything, there is always help at hand. And I believe that we all have to be our own health advocates, because if I'd have gone to the doctors with everything that I had going on, they probably would have looked at me like I'd got two heads. Do you agree?
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I did go to the doctor at one point, didn't I?
They wouldn't have a clue.
No, I went to the doctors with some of my results and he basically said, well, you don't look diabetic. That was the advice I got. And I was like, well, what does a diabetic person look like? Who knows? So
they don't have much of a clue, do they?
They know a little about a lot. When it comes down to a holistic point of view of, you know, it's not their fault. They don't get trained on nutrition. And they have 5 minutes with the patient. So how can you ever find out really what's going on in someone's body in 5 minutes? Like when I used to do nutrition consultations, I'd spend an hour and a half asking questions. So it's like you just can't get to the depths of what's really going on when you have 5 minutes with someone.
And they don't know.
They just don't know.
Well, 20
doctors listening, I'm really sorry.
Not all of them like this,
no,
are they?
General practitioners. I think one of the things with the medical system that fails is that it fails to recognise that the body is all linked. So you'll have a specialist for one area of the body and a specialist for another area of the body, but those two areas are linked. Like if you have going to see a gastroenterologist about your gut health, then you might have all these other places that it's starting. Well, no, it's probably starting from the gut, but you have all these other symptoms coming up in different areas and you'll go to see a psychologist and you'll go to see someone who specializes in endocrinology and all these different areas when actually the root of it could be from a completely different area in your body. So it's like, that's why a holistic approach is always the best approach, because it looks at the person as a whole and it doesn't try to compartmentalize people's bodies.
Yeah.
You're just chewing your lips.
Yeah, so, they're very
general,
kind of one-dimensional, aren't they? It's just like this minute piece, like there's a problem here, so let's give you this one drug.
Yeah.
To try and
fix that one problem.
And it's normally, obviously it's not natural remedies either, it's kind of antibiotics or...
Yeah. Which sometimes have a time and a place, but it's not getting to the real problem. So you're just masking over what the real problem is.
It's treating Symptoms.
Yeah, symptoms, not root cause. So, talking about that, should we give the laundry list of what's been going on in my wonderful body?
If you want to.
So, where do we begin? Oh, dear Lord. So, started with thinking I had COVID, but I actually didn't have COVID. But something happened to my body, and we still aren't quite sure what. And that was back in August 2020, wasn't it? When I was prepping for one of my shows, and then kept getting recurring shingles, felt horrific, lost my taste completely for 6 weeks, which is why we thought I had COVID, but I didn't have any other COVID symptoms at all. And just felt like...
This is when we came to Ibiza.
Yeah, for a 6 week break.
For a 6 week break.
Yeah.
To escape lockdown.
Yeah. So it was a fun time. Just felt like cack, really, didn't I? And then I kind of got a bit better. But around that time, I'd had two fillings that had been missing in my mouth for probably the whole of lockdown and didn't really think anything of it. And this is a big lesson. Your teeth have such an impact on your health. And in fact, what I'd love to do one time is get a biological dentist on here to explain more about it, because it's crazy when you start to look into the impact your teeth have on every single part of your body. Don't they? It's like...
Yeah, it's huge.
Insane.
People don't realise. No. They have problems going on for years.
And it could be coming from your teeth. And a lot of the time it can be coming from root canal treated teeth or teeth that have been extracted when your wisdom teeth have been taken out and things like that. And there could be bacteria that's in your jawbone called a cavitation. Anyway, so had the teeth issues.
Amalgam fillings.
Amalgam fillings as well as a big
mercury.
One. Mercury poison. In the mouth. Not nice. So got food stuck and then my health just started to deteriorate. And then I kind of picked up a bit. So I did my competitions and I was fine. And then I kept getting weird gut things going on. And then all of a sudden I just felt horrific again, didn't I? Like by the December, just like really adrenal. And I know what it's like to have adrenal dysregulation because I've had it before. So I could feel like my adrenals just going a bit wild. My thyroid started to go off. And I can always tell when my body's getting run down because that happens. And normally when it's happened before, I've kind of come out of it quite quickly, but this time it was just like, absolutely not. It's just going to keep going down a little slippery, slidey slope into hell. And so by the January, I was an absolute mess, wasn't I? It was not fun. I cried a lot. I've never felt so emotionally low in my entire life. And again, this is a prime example of how the gut and the brain are connected. When your gut is not in a good place, you're not making half the happy hormones that you need to make. And then you're not getting the signal sent to your brain that you need for your brain to function either. So that was happening to me. I had like horrific brain fog. I would sit and do a Zoom call and I'd literally feel like I was going to pass out afterwards. I'd go and lay down for an hour, sleep. And I was trying to do everything I physically could to get myself on track. I was resting. I was doing hypnotherapy. I was going on an infrared sauna mat. But it was like nothing was really getting me where I needed to be. So I was seeing a nutritionist and had some testing done. And she thought it was a long-standing viral infection that I had. But we still weren't overly sure. And then again, I kind of picked up a little bit and then we moved to Ibiza. And then it seemed to just be a bit of a spiral downwards again, didn't it? So it was like, right, we've got to keep testing. We've got to find out what it actually is. And what actually potentially could have been the things that kind of wrecked my thyroid many years ago, because there's something that's been the catalyst to making that happen. So we did lots and lots and lots of testing, didn't we? I mean, I've spent a lot of money on tests.
Done every single test known to man.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I know my body very well.
Poo, urine, blood.
Yeah, all of the above. All of the above. Saliva, them all.
All bodily fluids.
Yeah, all the bodily fluids have been tested. But what we discovered was through the blood tests that I had done, I was literally absorbing nothing. I was so deficient in so many things. My thyroid was not working. My immune system was on the floor, which was not ideal, especially around the time that COVID was quite rampant, wasn't it? Especially the Delta variant. So... Mm-hmm. That's what we discovered through that. Through my gut testing, originally there wasn't a huge amount that showed up. It was kind of like, I think I had a parasite, which I've had before. But other than that, there wasn't a massive amount. And my thyroid was slightly under, but I didn't have any like autoimmune triggers or anything like that. So I didn't have high antibodies. And then we got COVID.
Yay.
Which was fun. 2 weeks.
It was when the World Cup was on, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we went to a really awful pub.
An English pub.
Never been there. Santa Lala, never will go again.
The Queen Vic.
Sorry, if you're in the group of friends.
And
everyone got it. Apart from one of our friends.
Yeah, who has she's immune to everything.
She's immune to life, I think, Tiff is. She just gets nothing, but all the rest of us.
It's all the vodka, she
said. Sterile.
Yeah, so it was about 8 of us went down, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's at the same time.
Yeah.
Ours didn't kick in to about 5 days after, did it? We actually tested negative.
Yeah, we did, because we were supposed to be flying to Mallorca.
The game was on the Sunday. And the Thursday we had symptoms.
Yeah.
Got a test. Tested negative. So, oh, all right.
Yeah, although
we didn't feel great. So we just nearly got on a plane the next day to go to Mallorca. Were we going to Mallorca?
We were going to the dentist. Yeah, we'll have to go back to the dental things.
To the dentist. Then we wake up Friday, it's like we can't fly because we feel so bad.
Yeah.
So then we tested again the next day and that test was positive.
It was.
And then we had
2 weeks.
2 weeks of
fun.
It was pretty much a full 2 weeks, wasn't it? We got it.
Yeah.
We did get it quite bad.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the greatest thing I've ever been through.
Yeah, it was probably the Delta, I guess, whatever.
Yeah, I think it probably was.
The threat variant of the time. Yeah, it wasn't fun, was it?
No, I mean, you were sweating like I've never seen anyone sweat in my life. Literally laying on towels.
We both have aura rings. My aura ring temperature every night was like plus 1.5, which if you know anything about body temperature, that's really high.
Yeah, and heart rates.
Heart rates are through the roof. I was having to put towels down on the bed every night because every night it's just soaked.
Yeah.
And when I woke up.
No taste. That wasn't
taste
fun.
Taste went after about a few days.
But not that,
it came back after about five. But just, yeah. Most people had it now, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just low and no energy, completely fatigued, weren't we?
Yeah, we just slept a lot on the roof.
And then lost appetite and then couldn't taste anything anyway. So it was just,
I don't think I ate very much
shakes.
At all. I didn't even have shakes because I was like, the thought of protein made me feel sick. And the only thing I could eat was carbs.
The thing is, it was July as well in Ibiza. So it was like 32 degrees.
Yeah, it wasn't the best place to get it, really.
So I'm boiling hot anyway.
I mean, you're just in general.
I was just like sat on the sofa, could not move. I was burning up.
Mm-hmm.
So we lay on the bed on the roof, didn't we?
And slept. And you also slept on the Pink Flamingo quite a lot.
Yeah.
On old Chico.
It happened to coincide with your brother and his wife.
Yeah, coming to visit.
Coming to visit.
First visitors of the whole year. We've got this amazing big villa with loads of bedrooms and a spare kitchen and a spare lounge so that we could have loads of visitors. And the first visitors that came were when we had COVID.
Yeah. So they'd already booked it. And because of the house we did live in, we'll come to that later, split into two, we could almost completely be separate, couldn't we?
Yeah, so we just talked to them through the garden.
So they stayed downstairs, had their own kitchen facilities. We stayed upstairs.
They had a lovely time and we just watched them have a lovely time.
And they brought us food because we couldn't actually get any food.
No.
Obviously, we couldn't leave the house.
And we tried to do an online delivery and that didn't work. Online
delivery didn't turn up.
So it's fun times.
So if they weren't there, we probably would have starved to death.
We would have done, yeah. So that happened. And I forgot to say, so when I went to the biological dentist and they put ozone in my jaw where they tested the teeth where I had the fillings missing and said they were highly toxic. So if you go to a biological dentist, they can do this test where they put like a little stick in your, like near your teeth. And it shows whether your teeth are highly toxic or not. So it came up as highly toxic, which was not ideal. So they ozoned them because if you haven't looked into ozone therapy, it's incredible. It basically kills bacteria. So they injected ozone in my jaw, filled the teeth, and then were like, right, that should all be good to go. But then I started to get a really weird taste in my mouth and like my sinus, I just felt a bit weird. So I went back and then they were like, right, well, we should send you for a cone beam scan because that can kind of determine, it can see the roots of your teeth and whether you've got any infection going on. So they did that. And that was just before we actually moved to Ibiza that I had that. And they were like, oh, it's borderline. We can't really tell whether the tooth is okay or not. So we just left it. They were like, well, we don't want to remove a tooth for no reason. So let's leave it. And then if you'd still continue to have issues, we'll look at it again. So that's what that kind of happened. And the reason I went over to Mallorca was because I found a holistic dentist there, and part of my filling that I'd had done fell out. So we went over there to get a new filling done, and then they put a zirconium crown on instead. But I had to have a temporary crown put on before getting the zirconium crown, because you have to get the mold done or whatever. So we were going over to Mallorca to get the full crown fitted on, but then couldn't go over to Mallorca because we'd got COVID. And then the dentist was on holiday, mm-hmm. and then the temporary crown fell off, and it was just like a double whammy, because then I had COVID and I had absolute horrific tooth pain because all the nerve was basically exposed. So I couldn't like breathe in air because it hurt my teeth. So it's just basically, and there was cockroaches in the bathroom. So it was just like, life was great. Life was...
That was the same time.
Yeah. You had to be the cockroach catcher because I screamed like a girl and couldn't cope with it. So life was great around that time. And that was in the July. And then anyway, yeah. COVID happened. We were fine, we thought. But then my health just turned into an absolute shit show. After COVID, started putting on loads of weight randomly, and I was like, what the hell is going on?
I think it kind of kicked something.
Yeah,
it
triggered.
Overdrive, isn't it? Your immune system.
Yeah, it just went
nuts.
Nuts. And then I had a thyroid test done again, and my antibodies were high. So if you don't know what that means, basically it means when you've got high antibodies, it means your own immune system is attacking your body. So my immune system had started attacking my thyroid. And autoimmune conditions can often be triggered by viruses or infections. So that's basically what happened. And from then onwards, it's been a bit of a fun roller coaster of ups and downs, and still not quite getting there, but getting there a little bit. Had mold testing done, discovered I'd also got mold toxicity. And we don't know whether that's a current exposure or whether that's a past exposure, because you can't tell. But mold, my goodness.
It's fun, isn't it?
Mold. Oh, mold can produce the most random of symptoms. It's unreal. If you don't know much about mold toxicity, read a book called Toxic. You'll literally be like, OMG.
people can have it for years and they don't even realise.
No, because it can present as all these different symptoms and health issues. And I actually remember when I'd never had thyroid issues until I moved to London. So when I lived in Germany as a dancer, absolutely fine, nothing. Moved to London and all of a sudden something happened to my body. I started putting on weight. I felt really tired all the time, got loads of gut issues. I was like, what the hell is going on? And I think it was there that there was mold around the windows. And I think that might have been a trigger. Who knows? No, not quite sure. But then our place in the Ibiza that we were staying in was damp downstairs.
Yeah.
So I think it was just an extra add-on.
When we first looked around,
yeah, there was like mold on the wall, black mold on the wall.
Because the downstairs was kind of underground almost, wasn't it? Or it's just very damp.
Yeah.
There's a damp smell.
Yeah. So peeps, if you go and look around houses and there's black mold on the walls, get out.
Well, yeah, but like it doesn't affect everyone, doesn't it? It's only 25% of people don't have the genes to detox it properly.
I don't know if that's me or not yet. Still, I'm waiting for my gene tests from DNA Pal. So if anyone wants their genetic testing done, DNA Pal is an amazing company. One of my friends that I went to college with set it up. But that's the great thing about gene testing is it's not your destiny. Like your genes aren't your destiny, but it helps you know how your body functions so that you can make sure that those genes don't become your destiny, because things can switch on and switch off your genes. So it's really, really helpful, isn't it, to look at your genetic patterns and see what you're susceptible to, because then you know how to deal with it in a better way. And even with things like mold, whether you can detox it or not, and if you can't, then you need to make sure that, you know, you're looking after your body really well, but also that you do not go and rent somewhere with mold.
And that's where it becomes really fun, doesn't it? Because so many places can have mold, and it can live in furniture and clothes. And
you can't just wipe it off a wall. Bleach doesn't get rid of it.
No,
it actually makes it worse.
It makes it multiply. It's evil stuff, isn't it?
It's like its defense mechanisms come out and it just spreads.
So to actually get rid of it is very hard, isn't it?
Really hard, yeah. And because we've got two homes, we've got the house in the UK and we were living in Ibiza, What we then had to do was get both houses tested because we were literally...
We test the one.
Well, no, because we had to move in the end. But that's what we were planning on doing, was getting the UK house tested to see if it was there, because the health issue started before I moved to it into the house in the Beaufort. So I was like, well, maybe it can't be that because they started before that happened. Or has it made it worse? Or, so it was so confusing. So we got the house tested by a company in the UK and it came back as all right, didn't it?
Yes.
Spent a lot of money.
We found out afterwards that the method we used, or they'd used, is not the best method.
No.
it basically tests the air.
Yeah, not...
Not what's on surfaces and stuff.
Yeah, and mold can, like different mold species can be quite heavy, so they can stick to things and not be in the air. So that was a waste of money. So then we ordered another test from America, which we were going to test the villa in Ibiza with. But then, as the universe works its magic, the villa that we were living in got sold. So we had to move earlier than we thought, which I think is absolutely a godsend. It was meant to be.
We didn't have to move out, but we were courteous to the owners because they've been trying to sell for years.
Yeah.
And we knew that when we moved in, didn't we, that they were trying to sell it.
Yeah.
So they eventually did.
So we left.
We had to leave.
We had to leave and we had to find somewhere within like a couple of weeks to move into, which is always challenging in Ibiza because there's not a huge amount on the market. But I truly believe that that happened for a reason. Like I just feel like we were not supposed to be living in that house. Like if it was, you know, part of the cause, then I don't think I would have got better living there because you can't get better from mold living in the mold.
So then we looked at about 7 or 8 places, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Literally in one day. And then so several of the places we were looking around
had mold.
We could see visible mold.
It's literally like, oh dear,
coming out of, like, because it comes out of the air conditioning sometimes. And
mm-hmm.
one of them, it was a very heavily raining day, wasn't it?
It was pissing down.
Because November, it rained pretty much the whole month.
Yeah.
Like very out of character for Ibiza. And it happened to be one of the days when we were looking around. And one of the places, the water was literally pouring through the roof into the villa.
And the estate agent didn't even notice. I was literally like, can we leave now? Get me out. So that was a fun time.
But we did find a place.
We did, thank the Lord. Old, but, which we're in now until the end of March. Then we have to move again. But the testing that we were going to use to do the villa called ERMI, which you can get from the States, we then tested the UK home with. And it came back as being in... the red bracket, basically, which is the worst one, the top of the red bracket.
Yeah.
So that wasn't ideal.
So we pretty much can't go back there.
No. And like Ben said, the thing is with mold is it lives in things. So you can wash clothes with something called borax, and that can help get the mold spores out because they basically multiply. But anything like furniture or books, paper, wood... you cannot mattresses, you can't get rid of it. So
you have to get rid of all your furniture.
Yeah.
Or move.
Yeah. So that's basically the situation we're in right now, is all our stuff in the UK is in boxes and, well, not much we can do with it other than sell it to someone who doesn't have mold problems.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of don't really want to live in the UK anyway.
No, so we know that's not going to be our home.
We're only kind of having it there when we go back, for like when we need to go back. But like, we've decided it's not really worth having a house just to go back for a couple of weeks.
It's a really expensive suitcase, basically.
I mean, we're going to Airbnb it and stuff. But
however, I still have a lot of clothes there and a lot of shoes and things.
A lot of stuff, loads of stuff.
And some of it is I'm not going to be able to keep, which is a shame, but... Memories are more important than items.
Well, you could sort the clothes out.
The clothes I can, but shoes, not really.
Just in the washing machine.
Books. Got thousands of personal development books that can't really do anything with. So if anyone would like some, you are more than welcome to them.
Oh, give away your mouldy books. If you haven't got a mould...
If you've had your genetic testing done, if you've been to DNA Pal, had genetic testing done, and you're all good, you've got the mould genes... then you can have the books. Anyone else, you cannot have my books. But that is why it's been a challenge. I can honestly say it's been the most challenging year of my entire life.
Yeah.
And it's challenged me in ways I never could have imagined. And
It's definitely.
And you, because you've had to live with me.
Definitely been one of the most challenging years, definitely.
Yeah.
Like COVID and then all your health issues and.
Yeah.
Business wise.
Yeah.
Brexit and stuff has really affected both of our businesses, as it has probably a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a tough one.
It was definitely not the year I was expecting. I was like, 2021, the year of dreams, we're moving to Ibiza, life's going to be great.
But yeah. No, it's 2022.
It is 2022 and things are on the up and I feel like we're moving forward. I definitely feel like since we left the villa and we've moved here, like my brain function is a lot better. Like I don't have such fogginess. Like I felt like I would sit in a room with someone and they'd be talking and it was like my head was in a bubble to be like, I cannot concentrate on, like it was a huge focus that I had to give to try and keep my head focused on what they were doing. I went on an amazing retreat though, didn't I, this in 2021?
Yeah.
Forgot to mention that. I went to Portugal. LifeRight retreats, if you have not seen them, go and look them up. They are incredible. And it's all mind-based. So it's not like a fluffy retreat. It is like hardcore working on your mind and rewiring your neural pathways. And some of the testimonials from the company are astounding. When you go onto their YouTube and look at some of the testimonials, it's insane. Like they've got people walking who couldn't walk, you know, because it's all about the brain connecting with the body and also like releasing traumas and things that could be keeping you in, well, keeping your nervous system in this state of chaos.
And you definitely come back from that feeling good.
Yeah. That definitely made a huge impact on me.
You had no access to any technology, no phones, no TVs.
Confiscated, locked away all of our phones, laptops, Kindles, everything for the entire week.
Eating really early, going to bed early.
Going to bed at 9:30. But I was ready to go to bed at 9:30 as well. It was wonderful. I was up at like 7, in bed at 9:30. And it was so interesting again because I looked at my aura ring, tracking kind of what was going on at that period. And my heart rate came down loads. My sleep quality was so much better because I wasn't on technology. You know, it's like my brain had chance to relax. It was so I would, anyone looking to do some kind of retreat or if you've got anything going on, like whether that be mentally or physically, it's a game changer, an absolute game changer. I could talk about it for about 4 hours solid, I think. And the things I learned, like Lily, who is the woman who runs the retreat, her knowledge is insane. Like she literally knows how people's brains work, but it's like she can look at you and she knows what's going on. Like when I first sat down with her for a session and she did these weird things where she like pressed in the roof of my mouth and all down my neck where basically things were stuck and my brain wasn't able to communicate with my body because there was blockages. And it was like it's just balmy, but incredible.
Mm.
Absolutely incredible.
We can link to all of her stuff in the show notes.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a highlight of 2021. And anyone, if you are having any issues or you want to go on a retreat, but you want it to be something that's going to actually really transform you and your thought processes or your health, then that is 100% the one, like 100%. So coming back from that, that definitely made an impact. But then I feel like it's been the last month probably that I've definitely started to feel a bit better. But again, I think some of that's because I've now gone onto a autoimmune paleo diet as well.
AIP.
Yeah, which is, it was fun over Christmas.
Very restrictive, isn't it?
It is. But sometimes you have to do these things to get, you know, there's nothing, I honestly believe there is nothing more important than health. And when you haven't had your health, you're willing to do whatever it takes. Like I was like, I don't care. You can tell me that I need to eat peas all day, every day. And if it's going to make me better, I will absolutely do it because I cannot live like this. I cannot live suboptimally knowing.
When's the last time you had an alcoholic drink?
Oh my God. Who knows? Who knows? That was fun, New Year's Eve, just watching everyone, people watching everyone absolutely battered. And I was like, I am stone cold sober. But yeah, so when we went back to the UK, didn't we, in December time, and I had another thyroid test because I needed to see what levels I needed in my medication because I have natural desiccated thyroid medication. And then my antibodies had gone up even more, which was a little bit soul destroying because I thought they would have come down. And I thought they'd just been triggered because of COVID and then it was a one-off and then they'd come down because they've never been high before. And then they'd gone up even more and I was distraught basically. I was like, what is going on with my body? So I put myself on the autoimmune paleo diet. I've had another gut bacteria test done, discovered originally in one that I had done after COVID that I had H. pylori, which is not a nice gut infection to have. And I've still got that. So still working through that. But I guess what we wanted to get across is that when there's stuff going on with your gut, it can impact every single area of your body, like your brain function, your moods, your hormones, your skin, everything, can't it? Like, it's insane. Yeah. And it's like, what was the beginning point for me? I don't know whether it was the gut, whether it was the teeth, whether it was mold that I've had for years that has made my body unresilient to things. And when it gets stressed, it can't deal with it because it's already in a bit of a state through the mold that it's been trying to process for years. Who knows? But the key really is, I guess, what we wanted to share with you is you have to be prepared to be your own health advocate. You have to be prepared to not just settle with what someone tells you. Like if you go to a doctor and they're like, oh, it's in your head, or oh, it's just this, or take this tablet, say no and go, I'm going to go and figure this out. I'm going to find someone who can do the research and actually get to what the root cause is, because I just don't think it's fair that anyone should live feeling like that. No. Feeling, just meh.
And yeah, you have to try. You have to be your own medic sometimes and just find stuff out yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
Or see
someone who knows.
Someone like a functional medicine practitioner.
Yeah.
And you're actually starting to see a new guy on Monday, aren't you?
Yes, I am, which I'm very excited about.
Highly recommended. So hopefully
this is the one.
This is yeah.
I definitely feel like I've improved. Like my mood my mood is way better because it was awful, wasn't it? I was a mess. I couldn't stop crying for a lot of the time. I just cried. So I can honestly say I've never experienced depression like that in my life.
On top of all this is kind of menopause.
Yeah, potentially.
Potential menopause stuff.
Yeah. But then it's like, again, that's so hard to know because there are no tests really to know whether you are going through the menopause. It's like, you know, they can test your FSH and LH, and if that's high, then that's a signal. I mean, I've missed out a whole section on the fact that they then sent me for an emergency ultrasound because they thought I was bleeding after going through the menopause, because the doctor was like, you've already been through the menopause. And I was like, have I really? But my mum went through the menopause at 32. My auntie went through the menopause at 38. So it is in my genetic pool to go through early menopause. However, I've had very low hormones most of my life. So I was like, I shouldn't have such dramatic issues from my body having low hormones, because it's always been that way. It's always had low hormones, so it's kind of used to it. So why now is it freaking out? So it was like, is it that, or is it because of my thyroid? Because your thyroid can massively impact your estrogen as well, and how you clear estrogen, whether you get it out of your body. It can cause estrogen dominance. So I think a lot of it is actually more linked to my thyroid that's then sent other things off. But again, really important, ladies, if you are going through menopause, if you're perimenopausal, to get your symptoms checked and really see, are these symptoms actually perimenopause symptoms, or could it be my thyroid or something else? Because that's what I think makes menopause horrific for many women, is actually lots of underlying things like gut health issues or adrenal issues or thyroid issues. Not just menopause. It's like they add fuel to the fire, because menopause shouldn't be a horrific time in life. It's like a new start. And yeah, of course, it's going to change our bodies and it's going to change, you know, what's going on, but it shouldn't be so dramatic that you feel like I felt. And I think that's because of underlying things that were causing it, really. So if you are at that point in your life where you're going through the menopause, I would highly recommend just really, you know, looking at your symptoms and going, okay, what is going on with my gut? What is going on with my adrenals? What is going on with my thyroid? Are any of these symptoms linked to that? Or is it menopause that's then driving those symptoms in itself? And again, seek help. Get help from a professional. Don't just be fobbed off from the doctors of like, well, it's age, because it shouldn't be that. It shouldn't be that, well, you're just getting older, so you're going to get fat around your belly and, you know, you start to not be able to think properly. It shouldn't be that way. And I'm massively passionate about that.
Anyway.
So that's that.
Enough about your health issues. Feels like it's been a therapy session.
I think it has for me. I feel good. I feel
saying all that, last year has had good points as well.
There were some good points.
We
moved to Ibiza.
We made some great friends. Did have some good times.
Yeah. We and that was one of the key things, was
so we've moved from Santa Eulalia to Talamanca.
Yeah.
Which is different.
It is.
It's nice.
Yeah.
A bit different.
And we're going to be moving again at the end of March, and it could be potentially
short-term rental, though we're just trying to find another place to live.
But that might be in Mallorca. We are scoping out Mallorca.
Don't know. How are we going to call it Ibiza Living with the Laws?
Well,
that's the Instagram of this.
That's the Instagram. We'll have to change it to Spanish Living with the Laws.
No, we do. We do want to stay. It's just trying to find someone to bloody live. It's
not easy.
Hard work around here.
Yeah, it's not easy to find somewhere that's not 10 grand a month.
That we actually like is, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's like seasonal rentals, and we don't want to do another short-term thing, do we?
No. We need a home that's going to be home, because this is home now. Like, we don't live in the UK anymore, so it's got to be a home.
Yeah.
So, who knows what's on the cards?
So, yeah. But, I know we said this last time, but hopefully we're more regular on the podcast.
New year, new me. It was in our goals for 2022. So, we know.
Try and do a weekly podcast.
Not try. Try is not a goal.
No, I hate that word.
We're going to do a weekly podcast. So if you have any subjects that you would like to know more about, anything that we've talked about, maybe it sparked something in you that you're like, oh my goodness, maybe I've got mold toxicity, tell me more. Maybe I need to go to a biological dentist. Or if you'd like to know anything more about those topics, pop us a message on social media and we can do a whole podcast hopefully on them, or we can get an expert in to talk about that subject. I mean, there are some people I would definitely love to get on. Biological dentist, absolutely 100%. Once you've been to a biological dentist, you will never, ever go to a regular dentist again. Ever.
It's a different league, isn't it? Really?
It's a whole different league. When they remove amalgams and when they do extractions of teeth, it is like something you will have never seen before. It's an experience. I had IV drips and everything to help me recover. And yeah, wonderful. And again, women, menopause, maybe we could have a whole discussion about that at some point. I mean, you can't.
What about men stuff?
Yeah, andropause. Men go through it too. Men go
they
through
do.
It too. So we could
but
talk about
not that. Just that kind of stuff. We can do all sorts.
We can do all sorts. Well.
Fat loss.
Yes.
Muscle gain.
Skin health.
What to eat, when to eat, who to eat.
What we thought would be a fun podcast, which we're going to do soon.
What we used to eat.
How we used to eat and what's changed. That would be great because our diets are very different to what they used to be. Especially now. I mean, mine is like very different to what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that would be a fun one. So we will cover that. And that's it from us today, peeps. We just wanted to give you a bit of an insight into where we're at.
Where we've been.
I want to say sorry for being so lame. But also let you know that there is a reason why we've been lame. And also let you know if you've had a challenging year, it's okay. Many people have. 2021 was definitely not the year I think any of us were expecting. But also, I think everyone probably learnt a lot during the year. I definitely learnt a lot. And I really believe that our biggest challenges lead to our biggest growth spurts. Because
absolutely.
If you always think, what is the lesson here? Why am I going through this?
Mm-hmm.
But from a place of...
It's all about how you respond.
Yeah.
How you...
What do you learn from it?
What do you learn from it?
I've learned so much. And I think that's the thing. It's made me even more passionate about helping other people.
Mm.
It's made me more focused on knowing what I can do to help other people as well. What we can do to help other people. As he burps down the microphone.
I held it in pretty well there. I felt it coming up. So on that note.
That's it.
That's it.
We're going to go and cook some broccoli and chicken.
Saturday night. Also on dry January.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I am. You did drink.
I mean, I've been dry for a long time. But you are doing dry January after a very undry.
Just still December. It's just...
Wet. It's very wet.
Just so many things going on, isn't there? And
yeah, you didn't feel great by the end of it, did you? You were a little bit sad.
Yeah. I've done it before. I just thought I'd have a bit of a break. It's like I didn't used to drink that much until I moved to Ibiza as well.
Sunshine is like...
Temptation everywhere.
And when you've got parties and friends and... You know, you didn't have a social life before, so that's why.
Exactly.
We didn't have any friends.
No, we actually got friends and friends like to get together and...
Drink.
Have fun.
So So on that note, we're going to eat some food, not drink, because it's dry January. And I hope you're enjoying dry January, everyone. Continue enjoying it. And we'll see you again very, very soon. Next week, in fact.
Yes, absolutely.
Next week. Done. Boom.
Right.
Bye. Bye.